This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I love you. The time is exactly 25 minutes past 8 on a Friday morning. Good morning to you. I did promise you early on, we'll see you in the next known as Uhlelo from Uzalo. We'll see you in the next one. We'll see you today. Hi, Nothando.
Good morning. Morning, guys.
Njani.
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Firstly, we would like to say congratulations. You recently got nominated for the South African Media Awards in the Emerging Social Media Personality. How are you feeling about this nomination?
Oh, it was so unexpected. Like, even thinking about it just gives me goosebumps.
Ooh,
what?
That's so nice.
Like, how even? I'm so overwhelmed and grateful.
That's great. If you could get awards for any other composition, what would they be?
Obviously my acting. I work so hard. I feel like I deserve an award.
Saftanyana.
Saftanyana. Eminyana.
You know?
That's so nice.
You've had an impressive career in television and film. What do you think has been the key to your success, Yako?
Remaining grounded and true to myself and knowing why I started in the beginning. Because a lot of people start losing their minds once they start becoming popular and famous, and you bump into people who say, it's very easy for you to get lost in the hype of the work.
Yeah.
It's and what just comes staying with it. Grounded, remaining true to myself, and not changing because of the new circumstances that come with my job.
And what inspired you to become an actress, and what has been your most memorable role to date, even though I think you might say Uhlelo?
Yes, Uhlelo is my most memorable role. I honestly never imagined myself playing such a tricky character, especially because she is like, we have nothing in common. So I have to dig deep and find ways of finding common ground with this character that I have nothing in common with. That character is really out of control and crazy. And I honestly thought that I would always play, like, you know, someone's girlfriend, daughter, and then God was just like, no, girl, you need to play the psychopath.
And so you did mention, Uguti, you have
nothing in common.
So, Manji, how do you prepare for that character?
Yo, it's so hard, guys.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. So basically, I have to put myself in her shoes. But in the beginning, I used an old friend of mine that I grew up with as a reference, because she's similar to what I was portraying in the beginning. It's just that I didn't know that the writers would take it up a notch. But it's I use like references from movies. Then it's obviously script breakdown, managing beats in the script. It's rehearsing at home, rehearsing on set. It's a lot of memorizing lines, guys. It's not as easy as people think it is. It's not about and can just say a bunch of words. No,
it's
deeper than that.
Yeah. And when you were at St. Benedict's, did you ever think you were going to be an actress? Like, this was going to be the trajectory your life takes?
Actually, that's where the thought of me becoming a performer began.
Mr. Thompson.
When I was in grade one, there was a school play. And then we were on stage, and then everyone's looking at you. And then I remember there was a moment when we were all done. And then everyone was clapping for me and clapping for everyone, and I was like, this is nice, what is this? Can I just like have this feeling for the rest of my life? You know, so that's where it stemmed from. It stemmed from that very first performance in grade one at St. Benedict.
I love that. And how can people support you to win the South African Media Awards?
Oh, yes, you can vote.
How do you do that?
I'm actually going to have to do a post on my Instagram.
Okay.
Today, but you can vote by sending an SMS.
All right. Okay. And any charity work that you're currently doing, charitable causes that you're passionate about?
I'm passionate about GBV, ending hunger, literacy, because there's a huge gap in the education system. Like, kids between the ages of 5 and 10 can't read. That's grade R to grade 4. They can't read. And it's really heartbreaking because if you can't read, then you can't really do much. And then I'm also passionate about teenage pregnancy because I grew up in Lukshin. And I saw a lot of it. And it really breaks my heart to see young girls not having children, whether it was by choice or under different circumstances because of abuse. Or because they dated an older man or an older guy and they got persuaded. Nanowuti, most of it happens because in the hood, there's no activity.
You go
to school, you go home. Like, young minds need to be stimulated through art, through sports, through reading and other extracurricular activities. That's why they end up resorting to toilet, because there's nothing to do. You can't just sit at home and watch TV all day. It's boring.
And also, how do you use your platform as an actress to raise awareness and support for these causes?
Through my foundation, Notando Arc Foundation. I'm working slowly because we're still new. We're less than a year old, so we're a baby.
Yeah,
but we're gonna get there. So I do go out to shelters. I do go out to where they feed homeless people. I do go out in Lukshin and I speak to young minds. So that's what I'm trying to establish more than the acting. I think I'd like to lean more. I'd like to use my popularity to get attention from young people and the community so that they can get help and be safe.
And how
from
do
a lot
you,
of things that happen.
And how do you manage your time between acting and your day to day and the philanthropy that you're doing?
It's so difficult.
It should be.
It's so difficult, but because I'm passionate about it, it happens. But that's all. I have no recipe, I have no schedule. I just try my best to be organized and get what I need to do done.
While Usasho nje kamnani kanjalo, so I'm advices that you would give to a woman out there who want to pursue multiple passions like you have?
Don't let them tell you can't do it. That's my biggest advice. I always tell people, if God put something in your heart, he will give you means to do it. He'll give you a way. If you don't give up and you stay focused, it'll happen.
If
God put something in your heart, he will definitely make a way for you to do it.
I get from Gwasik Telenje. Umuntu olalele ekhaya, how do we get a hold of you, maybe on your socials and all that?
Wait, before this is a thing, going back to the South African social media awards.
Yes.
People can vote for me.
Yes.
By SMSing SASMA.
44850. Okay. Sure. I get. We got you on that one. And then on your socials?
On Instagram, my handle is Notandongobo. On Facebook, my page is Notandongobo as well. And then on Twitter, I think it's on Twitter, on X.
On X, sure.
On X. It's Notando NTC.
Thank you so much for joining.
Oh, on TikTok as well. I'm on TikTok, guys. I always forget about the TikTok handle. My TikTok handle is Notando Ngobo as well.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to break for show.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.